worth more than 1,000 words.
Then why didn't you stop talking?
Son, you got to worry late. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do. There ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Now mama, papa told me, son, you got to make some money today. Yeah. If you want to use a car, I'll go riding next Sunday. Well, I didn't go.
Cause you didn't work a lick.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do. There ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Son, but you're too young to vote. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do. There ain't no cure for the summertime blues. So the same thing every day, getting up for the work. No way, darling, no, no. You know there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Massive heat waves.
Heat waves.
Tick. Severe droughts.
Tick, tick.
Tick, tick.
Devastating, devastating hurricanes.
Tick, tick. Tick,
tick.
Tick,
tick.
Tick,
tick.
Our future is up to you.
Tick.
Go to fightglobalwarming.com while there's still time.
We're curing your case of the summertime blues here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford. Yes, there is a cure for the summertime blues. It's called music. We kicked off that last set with possibly one of the first ever heavy metal or proto-heavy metal songs, a very cool cover version of Eddie Cochran's Summertime Blues, as performed by Blue Cheer. And then we heard a pitch-bent remix of Vivaldi's Summer from the Four Seasons. And yes, we were all of us hearing it for the first time ever with my pitch down and then up higher two envelope processing. It got pretty weird in there, right past the middle when everything was so slow, and then there were some natural gaps in the music, but when it was going down an octave like that, it was going at half speed, basically. And then at the end, when we went up nine semitones at the absolute end, man, that was some fast fiddle playing, wasn't it? And then we heard from Jimi Hendrix his Lullaby for the Summer from his posthumous Valley of Neptune album. And then it was Donna Summer, a double hit on our summer theme, Hot Stuff from Donna Summer. And then our final cool cover version of Summertime Blues as performed by James Taylor. And yeah, like the Joan Jett version, if you listen to the music, but not the lyrics, you might not know it was the same song. Meanwhile, my ambiance is another nature-enhanced production. It's called Ocean Relaxing Surf. So, we've got Wendy Carlos's pitch-bent version of Summer coming up for you. And this one, I think, is going to be even more intense than the Vivaldi. But first, yes, let's go and pay some bills here. And I'm going to, I'm going to send these public service messages out to Paul, the bird watcher, because he sure knows the benefits that the Mystic River Reservation can offer people. Yes, yeah, Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford and Arlington and Winchester. From the Tufts campus, it's just a four-block west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, though, so be careful there. When I crossed this morning, as often happens, the light went to yellow, it went to red, and then cars just kept going. I make a big deal of jumping up and down, making sure they all stop before I begin to cross. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic, or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Bacow Sailing Pavilion. It's the parking lot there where I met Paul. Yeah, it's a beautiful 2.5-mile trek, mostly along the Mystic River. And a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of her glorious trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. And I actually saw a weasel there now. A weasel chasing a chipmunk earlier this week. Improve your mental and your physical health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. Just watch out for the poison ivy. But that's another public service message. This public service message has been from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio. So let's get going here with the pitch bent remix of Wendy Carlos's Summer. So, yep, I'm starting it up, and we're immediately starting to go down in pitch and going slower. It's going to take about 19 minutes to reach the full one octave below, and it's going to be half speed, which that was like 12 minutes into the original. And then we start going up, reaching normal around the 20-minute, 30-second mark in this one. And then it starts going up really fast. But I think, yes, we're all experiencing this for the first time. It's kind of like being a caver and being the first caver to go through an underground passage and discover a new cavern. You shine your light in there and it's covered with all sorts of crystals. Beautiful crystals and beautiful structures that nobody else ever in the universe has seen before. Well, that's kind of like what this is. Although it's sounds we're dealing with. And it's summertime. And there's animals and there's insects and it's getting hot right now. And it's going to be a slow day for a while. We're going to begin to bake in the heat. And then things are going to get moving. And there's going to be the insect battle. The crickets and a storm. The cricket storm. It's going to be even more intense because it's even faster. I hope you enjoy this new sonic experience of Wendy Carlos's Summer, exclusively here for you on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. Wow. Wasn't that intense? That was my pitch-bent version of Wendy Carlos's epic sound collage masterpiece, Summer, originally from her 1972 double long-playing vinyl album, Sonic Seasonings. But that version was one that I ripped off of a CD. In perfect CD wave format, and then did that sonic manipulation of the pitch. Down and then up. There were so many things going on. They all sounded very different. If I had to summarize it, I'd say it was more intense. That slowed down, and especially the sped up part. So, we got about 20 minutes left, and I think we'll be getting into some more conventional music for these last final set here. And they'll all be songs about summer, of course. So, if we can get them in, we'll be hearing from Rhinoceros, Loop Guru, the Cocteau Twins, and starting off right now, something from the Van Hagar lineup. Yeah, of Van Halen. This is Summer Nights. Hearing the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford.
Summer! call this a party? The beer is warm, the women are cold, and I'm hot under the collar.
tell me it feels good. Oh, you've been such a good girl. Give mommy a little kiss.
You've been tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford. Our theme has been Summertime Blues with five different versions of Eddie Cochran's original song from 1959 and two pitch-bent masterpieces about summer. by Antonio Vivaldi and Wendy Carlos. That last set began with the Van Hagar version of Van Halen, with Sammy Hagar singing vocals. That was Summer Nights from 5150. And then we heard from the Cocteau Twins with Summer Head, Stevie Wonder with Never Dreamed You'd Leave in Summer, Loop Guru with In the Summer House, and then Rhinoceros with Lay Rock Summer. Thanks so much for listening, wherever you've been listening. From Somerville, from Medford, from Boston, from Peabody, from Beverly, from Winchester. Who knows where? I expect to be back again next week with another sound collage for you. And remember, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motorized vehicle and driving. Because people die that way. And while public service messages can be repaired with mending tape, unfortunately, people killed by drunk drivers cannot. A public service message from WMFO in Medford. So yeah, we're going to close out here with Stan Getz and A Summer Afternoon, and then turn things over to Rick Deckard from Blade Runner and the imagination of Philip K. Dick.